I can't stop this feeling. Deep inside I'm real. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me.
And there he is, folks, the president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental.
And your arm so tight, you let me know.
The one, the only, knee dresser, swell dancer, loves kids, cats, and dogs. Tom Raffio.
Hooked on a feeling.
Singing
hard to believe in.
With Blue Swede. Remember that song?
Love that
Tom
song.
Obviously remembers
that song.
From 1974.
It's amazing. That's the year I graduated from high school.
Oh my gosh.
Kitty.
Wow.
And you're still a young man.
And a young man. You know what I liked? Here's a little footnote, Ken, that I know you like these type of details.
I do.
Certain radios, remember everything was mostly AM then.
Right? Oh, yes, yeah. Absolutely.
But certain radio stations, when they played that song, would not do the Ooga Chukka part. They would start right.
Come on.
Yeah.
Why?
They wouldn't do the Ooga Chukka?
They wanted to go right to the lyrics. I don't know, but then sometimes I would hear it with Ooga Chukka and sometimes not. But I heard it enough so I could sing along pretty effectively, don't you think?
Yeah, you heard. Now, some people who are watching on Facebook Live may not have heard that, unless it's through my loud headsets.
Oh.
But at any rate, some people may think it's offensive because some people think it's an Indian Native American war chant.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'm just reading that.
Wow.
According to the Wikipedia entry on Running Bear, remember that song?
Yeah.
Running Bear, the singer responsible for the Ooga Chukka in Running Bear is George Jones, the possum.
Yeah.
George Jones.
Yeah.
It wasn't his song. It wasn't Running Bear. It was somebody else.
Yeah.
Johnny Horton.
Yeah, Johnny Rivers. Johnny Rivers?
He might have covered it.
Not to confuse with Tony Horton.
No.
Or Tim Horton.
Red Sox. Or Tim Horton. Tim Horton. Now we've got, Tom, hold it up.
Canadian.
Hold it up to camera three. The great looking. Look at these donuts, folks.
From Brothers Donuts. If you want donuts, it's worth the drive to Franklin. Brothers Donuts.
Look at that.
I urge everybody to buy your donuts there. They're open very early every morning until 11 a.m.
3 to 11. Right.
At the next break, Ken and Kitty will be selecting a rather large choice.
And Andrew might come in here and choose his donut. Kat may come down from above.
And you'll notice, Ken, that we specifically requested two sort of old-fashioned. So there are two old fashions in there.
Yes.
Which really make the ones you used to bring in dwarfed. You know?
These are huge.
These are big donuts. Big donuts.
So thank you, brothers and the gang
from
there.
Brothers Donuts.
And Andy, too.
Andy Tabor delivery. For picking them up.
Yes.
And thanks to Sarah for tuning in.
Yeah.
And Mike.
Yeah.
Mike Gould. And he's one of the top hockey officials in the country, Tom. And
do you know?
I love when he calls the embellishment penalty.
Yeah. And Sarah from Gondwanda.
Yeah,
and,
oh my God,
night.
Sarah, I got to send Ellen over to you.
You too. Tom, I was there last night modeling.
You did your modeling last night.
Yeah. You know what? I'm exhausted. It's hard to walk the catwalk.
Well, you're always on stage.
Oh my God. It was so much fun. And
everybody looked great.
Yeah, it was so much fun, and the ladies there are so awesome. And
they are.
I love the products, what they have down there, and it's just not clothing. You know that, Tom. You can go down there and get gifts of any kind, and they're very helpful. It's like, I always feel like you don't have to go to a big city to have, the boutique feeling.
The classy boutique feeling.
And I walk right in there, and I feel it right off.
I really do have to get Ellen in there, because she's always complaining. Well, I don't have a dress for this or that event that I drag her to. So.
Maybe when they invite me again, maybe I'll ask Ellen to come in with me. I know she's shy in certain ways, but I bet she'll love this.
Great.
And guess what? Sometimes we have wine.
Then she'll definitely.
That's the clincher right there. Sarah wants to know if she can be in the band. She can be in the band.
Oh yeah,
she loves your necklace.
Oh yes, she
does.
And she's a great dancer too.
I'm the only one that can see the captions over here, I have to interpret.
But Sarah's a good dancer.
For the rest,
she loves dancing.
So she's kind of like me, dancing.
Exactly.
Swell dresser.
Yeah. Loves kids, cats, and dogs.
She's stealing my tagline.
Hey, but do you know what else? And I know Sarah and the ladies knew this because I told them what I was doing. But right after Gondwanda last night, guess what?
The last movie.
Last Picture Show.
Panda at the Regal.
Well, how was that movie? Because we have a bunch of employee colleagues that also were disappointed that Regal was closing.
Yeah.
And I said, are you going to the final show on Thursday night? And they said, well, it's not really a great movie, so I don't know how it was.
But there were other movies.
Oh, there were. Okay.
They had like six other movies.
Oh, okay.
But the very last at 7:25 was Kung Fu Panda 4. And the movie was okay. It was okay. I saw the first movie, the first Kung Fu Panda, back in like 2008, 9 or somewhere in there. And I didn't see the in-between, and I don't think I needed to. However, it was fun. A lot of people, Ken, were there not a lot of people there?
There were a lot of people. Lot of people.
Like
I stayed awake for most of the movie. Most of it. Not all.
Did you nod off?
I did. A little bit.
Well, that shows you that my team was right.
but you know, it is a PG movie, and there was like violence. It wasn't really for little kids. But I find when I go to an animated comedy like that, you know what I like doing? To see if I can recognize the voices of the characters. Like right off, I knew it was Aquafina. Of course, I knew it was Jack
Black.
Who
wouldn't know Aquafina?
Me. Well, I knew it was her right off.
I wouldn't.
But Dustin Hoffman's voice.
And
it was like, and throughout the movie, I'm like, wait a minute. I know who that is. But it was
fun.
So you
recognized Dustin Hoffman?
Yeah. Well, it took a while because I'm like, I kind of recognized the voice, but then at the end, I was like, that's it. But it was fun to be there. I took a picture as it was 9:30-ish, and they were closed. Everything was like bare. They gave away free popcorn, too.
Did you get the last kernel?
I could have.
Yeah.
So it's going.
But I didn't.
So
because I knew I was having donuts.
So it's too bad. Like if they had that attendance for every day,
exactly.
They may not have closed down, right?
Well, I think they had to because of the redevelopment.
Oh, that's right.
Going
yeah.
to go on in that area. But you know what? I said this on the air the other day. And hi, Tina. Tina's out there.
Oh, yes. Thanks, my
Tina.
Sister.
And Sarah says that you're a natural model.
Oh, God, she's sweet.
Yeah. And bring Ellen. Please bring Ellen.
I'll definitely, Sarah.
It's recorded now. Ellen needs to come with me.
Yep. She's always saying, I got to get down there to get a dress.
And Ellen could talk about running because I know that they like to showcase. Actually, I talked about WKXL last night. And Ellen could talk about the running series. That would be kind of cool,
Yeah, the
too.
Capillary Race series as mm-hmm. well as her stellar performance in Boston.
Oh, my
420.
She did.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
So many people in New Hampshire were. It's so cool now with technology. Everybody can follow it. So when I was in the office, all my employee colleagues, Ellen's done 20K. Ellen's done 30K. So.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You mean with the track?
Yeah. With the app.
Yeah, we were tracking her. That was awesome.
So if you're wondering, folks, that are listening on radio at either 103.9, 101.9, or 1450 on the AM dial, what's going on today is we have a Facebook Live. That's why the show might sound even a little bit more disjointed than usual Friday morning. It's hard to believe that it could. But Tom comes in this morning not only with donuts hermetically sealed. You know, like the
from
answers,
Brothers
yeah,
in Franklin.
From Brothers Donuts in Franklin, right? Thanks to Andy for picking them up. And we appreciate that. And then he comes in with this bag here that matches my shirt. See,
oh,
folks?
Oh, my gosh,
I had a premonition.
That he was going to be wearing his Celtics.
He comes in with the Celtics bag. I had no
it does
idea.
Match.
He
could
did say to me last
hat.
Night that he was going to bring a surprise gift for me, but didn't give me any indication. But this is it.
Oh, gosh.
A Mike Gorman bobblehead. Mike Gorman, the 43-year voice of the Boston Celtics.
Amazing.
Most famously partnering with Tommy Heinsohn for many years, the late, great Tommy Heinsohn. But here it is, a Mike Gorman bobblehead.
Oh, that's awesome.
Maybe we'll even take it out of the box before the show is over.
He was so such a classy announcer.
Probably will do another couple of games anyway before they all go to the network. But
I'm hoping that, will he be doing the playoffs?
No.
Playoffs?
Couple of games.
Pretty much they go to national.
Oh, do
yeah,
they?
Yeah, yeah. And same is true of Jack Edwards, who will...
Yes.
Bruins will be, I think, on TNT tomorrow night.
There's
against
another
the
possibility.
Maple Leafs.
Yeah. I think Ken should try out. He would be at least as good as Jack Edwards.
Yeah.
Do you know that
he worked with? Didn't you work with Jack Edwards?
I did my first hockey game with Jack Edwards.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
At Lively Snively Arena.
Is that the real name of it?
On the campus of UNH.
Snively.
No. That was the predecessor of the Whittemore Center.
Oh, that's right. Did Jack win the Golden Shtick Award?
If he didn't, we'll make sure he gets a Golden Shtick.
Okay, good. We'll explain after the break.
Courtesy of WKXL and Northeast Delta Dental, we'll give Jack Edwards the Golden Shtick
Award.
Shtick.
Because he always had good shticks, particularly when they were playing Toronto.
Yeah. So, folks, tell your friends and neighbors that we're on Facebook Live if they want to see what happens during the commercials, because you'll be able to see it right now. And you know what? I neglected to bring you. Oh, you brought down some paper towels.
I did.
You know there'll be some sticky hands. But Brothers Donuts, thanks to you. And thanks to everyone for tuning in on Facebook Live. Maybe we'll get more people on Facebook Live. Just go to the WKXL NH Talk Radio Facebook page. That's all you need to know. All right. Now, and Sarah says you sound totally jointed.
Oh, no,
I don't know what she means. I don't know what she means by that necessarily.
Disjointed.
But I do know what the date tomorrow is. So we'll take a break and continue right after these words. Kale and Company Live, WKXL, Tom Raffio here, Kitty Ray, Andrew in the booth, Kat making sure everything is going right upstairs, and we will be right back. We've been taking orders down here. Kat came down, asked Tom if he wanted a cup of coffee. We have service here now.
Service with a smile. Well, you know,
that's right.
Sometimes, you know, we have at our campus at Delta, we have coffee machines everywhere, and you know, as I'm making the rounds, I tend to make the rounds on Friday, actually after the show, and it looked like someone will need a cup of coffee, and I'll say, I'll go get it, and they're really impressed. So I kind of felt bad, though. Like, I mean, Kat's the general manager, and she's getting me coffee.
But you're the CEO, and you're getting the coffee.
Well,
so, you know.
And we do have to explain the Golden Shtick Award.
Golden Shtick, yes.
Because they do give out real Golden Stick Awards for, you know, the top goal scorers. Now, Jack was famous for little expressions and sometimes prepared in advance. Remember when they would beat Montreal, he'd go into a whole litany.
Diatribe,
of
yep.
I wanted to use diatribe today. This is great. And anyway, so we thought, just kind of a play on word, that WKXL would give Jack the Golden Shtick Award.
Well, I think it could be combined with Northeast Delta Dental, you know, the annual WKXL Northeast Delta Dental.
I like that because that's the baseball dinner, we used to give out the Gold Delta Dental Gold Crown Award.
I do remember.
For the most outstanding player who also was good to the community. And the one that always sticks in me was Anthony Goes, who later became a major leaguer.
Yeah.
Not sure if he's still playing anymore, but he was terrific. And his last name was Goes, which is the acronym that we use for our service excellence program called Guarantee of Service Excellence, Goes. So in my brilliant remarks...
I'm not
at the baseball dinner where no one's listening because everybody's eating and talking. I used that play on words. So it was, Ken, a pun intended. Sometimes Ken can be annoying sometimes, Kitty, because I'll say, like, pun was not intended, and he'll disagree. No, I bet you that was intended.
Oh, no, he says that to me, too. I think, yeah.
Because most puns, I believe, are intended.
True.
I really believe that.
But I like to say it. Isn't that kind of, it's like, kind of like a softer way, you know, like saying, bless her heart.
Here's Mike Gorman, unboxed, folks, for those on our...
Unleashed.
Mike Gorman unleashed, ladies and gentlemen, right out of the box.
I loved Mike.
Yeah.
Morning, Riley. Riley's out there.
Riley.
Riley.
Right.
Our good friend Riley, and he's out there. And we want more of you. Tell your friends, folks, that you can see us and see us eating donuts, see us interacting during commercials. You know, you never know what might be said between commercials. And this Kat, our general manager, delivering coffee.
Keep him caffeinated over there.
She's amazing.
Cat with the caffeine.
Yeah. So this is great. And Riley, tell everybody that we're on Facebook Live today. And, you know, if this is, you know, successful, and every time we do this, hopefully we get more viewers.
Yeah. So my goal is there's about 1.3 million people in New Hampshire. Kitty, about, even though we may not track it, about one,
right.
I know about 1.2 million people listen to the radio portion, and we know there are about 5 billion people on the internet. So our goal should be 1 billion viewers.
Oh,
what
yeah.
do you think, Ken?
I would say that's like the Caitlin Clark Nike contract.
Well, and on God yeah. Wanda last night, I said that we should be like crashing the internet like Taylor Swift. So I'm like, maybe we'll just do that too.
Yeah.
So,
She shocked her fans overnight. Did you know that?
No
Taylor
way.
She shocked.
What?
Well, you know, there was all this buildup to her new album coming out. And so everybody was there. Every Taylor Swift fan, all the Swifties were anticipating this great new album from Taylor Swift. No.
What was it?
A double album.
Oh, Lord.
A double.
People went nuts.
Wow.
I didn't
people
even know about
crazy.
It.
People went crazy.
She
a double
hard.
Album from Taylor Swift.
I thought you said she was going to announce she was getting married.
I thought so, too.
To Kelsey, but
I'm expecting that they've broken up in about a year.
But you should have seen some of the reaction on TV earlier this morning, some of the reaction from her fans who thought they were getting maybe 12 songs, let's say. Now they're
wow.
getting like 24.
Wow.
Whoa. That's unbelievable. Well,
kind of like the Daily Double on Jeopardy.
It kind of is like that.
I used to love Alex Trebek. The Daily Double.
Hey, speaking of Jeopardy, Travis Kelce is going to be hosting a game show.
Oh, really?
Yes, he is. Yeah. I'm serious. No, that's true. He is going to be hosting a new game show that's coming out. I don't know what network. I'll have to look it up during the break.
You know the type
Kitty
of
Ray
game?
Kitty Ray can Google it. It's going to be, you know, a quiz show of some kind. Yeah, yeah. Maybe he'll be the next Alex Trebek. Who knows?
Could be, but I think he has got a good career in what he's doing.
Yeah,
I think so too.
Kelce's this?
Yeah, but you know what? I will. I'm going to go out on a limb right
okay,
here.
Okay, do
right,
it
right now.
Be
make
careful.
A prediction.
Don't fall.
Make a prediction.
Don't fall.
Break a hip.
That this year, the coming season, 2024 season, will be his last.
Yeah, you talk about Travis
Kelce.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think.
He was going to, wasn't he?
Well, I think he wants to make sure that he's rated above Gronk, so he'll probably play a couple more years to make sure he has all the records.
Maybe, but, you know, he's got Taylor, he's got all the money he needs. Now he's going to be a quiz show host, a game show host, you know, so.
But the ego of great football players, you know, they want to keep going. The only reason why many of them retire is they love the game, but they can't stand practicing all the time.
Right.
So.
Yeah, right. And that would maybe be one of the reasons. But at any rate, he can pretty much write his own ticket right now.
Yeah.
So.
He's going to be on Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity?
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, wow. And that's kind of a cool one. I've seen that before.
Speaking of tickets, she's got a ticket to ride.
I love the Beatles.
You know, you get to a certain age, like something just comes out of your mouth. You know, you hear something.
It does.
Oh, yeah. No question.
A song always, I mean, I can hear.
Like Uka Chaka. Hooked on a
Oh, no, don't say that anymore.
Don't do.
We know.
Yeah.
That's, now I know why some of the radio stations started after Uga Chaka.
Yeah, there you go.
It doesn't offend me, though, and I have Indian blood.
But do you remember, I mean, Hooked on a Feeling was not their original song. I mean, it was recorded by, and it was a successful song written and recorded by somebody else. B.J. Thomas released the song in, what, 1968? I wrote it down here.
Oh,
68.
He did?
Yeah.
Wow.
B.J. Thomas.
I love B.J.
Yeah.
Is that the Raindrops Falling on My Head guy?
I guess it is, yeah.
A number of them. By the way, I must say that you had commented on the coffee, the cinnamon sort of flavor.
Oh, yes.
Oh my God. This is coffee
isn't it good?
To die
That's
for.
Andrew. Andrew Gibson.
Andrew Gibson, you're amazing.
He is.
And
he
Brothers is amazing. These donuts, I'm going to dunk right now.
Yeah, all right.
And,
we can see this. You'll have to take the cover off. But at any rate, you know, we're eating donuts today, but we will be exercising tonight.
Tonight.
Yes.
So we have the NHTI Delta Dental Race, 6 o'clock. You can still register. As I'm choking on a donut.
Don't choke on a donut.
You can still register on day of, so just try to get to the NHTI campus, the quad, around 5:15. And it's truly a flat course, and we have a plethora of walkers as well. So I'm hoping to see all my running and walking friends. And it's quite a nice night, and it raises scholarship dollars, which is, you know, so important. So I'll be saying something at the top of the race along with Dr. Patrick Tompkins, who's the president of NHTI, and Perry Seagroves is the race director, and he's a professor there.
Nice.
Very nice. Looking
I like
forward.
It's be
a beautiful
walkers.
Campus. Great
I'll
campus.
I'll be walking.
Yeah, great
well,
campus.
Well, you say that, then I see you jogging by me, you know.
I know. Thank you for saying that, because that is a goal of mine. You know that. I told you. I want to, before the end of the season, to be able to run or jog the whole length.
You
the
will.
Whole 5K.
You will.
Thank you, Sarah. Sarah said, you guys are fun. You guys are fun.
Aww. Sarah, I got to get Ellen out to you, so yep. we'll do that.
And Kimberly is out there, too.
Oh, my gosh, Kim.
She said, bring us a donut. Bring us a donut.
Worth the drive to Franklin.
Oh, yeah. Open 3 a.m. Unusual hours, 3 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Hey, tell
some
Kim.
Night I'm going to go up some morning just like at 4 o'clock and see what's going on there. Really.
Yeah. To see if they're really making the donuts.
Oh, I know they are. I know they are. I just, you know, wanted to get some of those early right out of the oven. You know?
Heck, you know what? I think Ken can stay up all night and just he'll be there by 3 just because he's out and about. Is there a casino up there?
I used to do
it. Well, a couple Fridays ago, you did this show on 1 hour sleep, right?
That's right.
That's right. And it was probably the best show we did. All right. We'll take a break.
It's fun.
It's the Friday Fun Bunch, ladies and gentlemen, right here, WKXL, NHTalkRadio.com, and on the WKXL Facebook page. We are proudly presented by Northeast Delta Dental. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Even with a mouthful of donut. Welcome back. Kale and Company live here on WKXL, NHTalkRadio.com, 1450 AM, 1039 on the FM dial in the Capital Region, 1019 FM in Manchester, booming in to the Queen City. And Kitty Ray, your good friend, Ann, is tuned in to us
good.
On the Facebook page.
All right. Tell her I'll see her soon, I hope.
We just heard the weather forecast, and it's going to be a nice night for walking. So
yeah, tonight's going to be great. So let
beautiful.
Me just, again, do that public service announcement. It's a great fundraiser for scholarship dollars for people trying to get their way through NHTI, and it starts at 6 in the NHTI quad, and if you haven't signed up yet, just get there about 5:15, and we'll take care of you.
All right, outstanding. And you know, we talked about your lovely wife Ellen doing the Boston Marathon, and that's we saw a lot of people come in after they finished their run, and I was there
on TV.
It was a lot. It was amazing, though.
Yeah, and it's
amazing.
It really is. And I guess to somebody like me who has never run more than, you know, maybe 100 yards at a time, it seemed like it would be a good day for running. But some of the runners felt the sun was a little bit too much.
Yeah, I mean, it was great for spectators, but for runners, there's 30,000 runners, and we were looking this up, that there was, something like 1,500 needed to go to the medical tent afterwards for that.
Is that a higher number than usual?
Because of the heat.
I know.
But everybody was safe, by the way.
Right. So. Well, that's good. But, like some marathons, it's been pouring rain, and then you hear that side of it. Is there like a perfect
what
day?
What would be
a perfect,
ideal?
Right. A perfect
scenario? The perfect. Oh, so you're correct. Then if it's pouring and freezing rain, then like several years ago, people were getting hyperthermia.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So it's probably, 60 degrees, 55 and even if there's a mist of rain, that's fine. Again, for runners, not necessarily for the spectators.
Yeah.
I know she's my own wife, so I'm not objective, but I was in Jamie Staten, who's become a good friend of mine from WMR. He was down there all weekend. I was down there for a couple days, but had to work on Monday, so he took a film of Ellen finishing. And she looked so strong.
Oh, gosh.
It was amazing how strong she looked finishing. Other people were kind of like chugging their way in. Ellen had that same pace that she always uses. So.
That is amazing. And I know she has another one coming up shortly.
Yeah, so we have this race tonight. But we also have a race Saturday called the Cheap Marathon. That Millennium Running calls it cheap because it's inexpensive registration compared to Boston. And it's out of Londonderry and a few other towns. So she plans to run either the marathon or half marathon. And I'm going to do a relay portion of that because at this point in my running career, once I get beyond a 5K, Ken, it's no longer as enjoyable as it once was. Whereas Ellen just absolutely adores running, so I give her a lot of credit.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned about your wife and coming in strong. Last year, we were up at Mount Washington when she was running up to beat the cog.
Yep.
And I'm standing up at the top, rain coming down. It was crazy. Andy was there, and I see Ellen just going by, and it's like, I can't believe that this woman just ran up a rugged mountain. Yeah. Willingly.
Really rugged, yeah.
Not sure what she's doing hanging with me, but she's
amazing.
Definitely a great runner, so yeah, proud of her.
No doubt. So hats off to Ellen, who was celebrating her birthday the day she ran the Boston Marathon
as
well.
I'm so glad that she was born on April 15th, because it's a day, you know, it's hard to forget tax day. So, like, I didn't forget the birthday card or flowers. So.
No, it's interesting, that tax day, a lot of things, and it was Kat's birthday. Our general manager,
yes,
who's running our
happy
operation
birthday,
here, with our Facebook Live, and it was also my daughter's anniversary. My daughter
Big
Melissa
day.
And her husband Cody celebrating their second anniversary.
Wow!
And it was great to see her. I went down to see her that day, and my grandson Eugene. It was a fun time. So I.
And how old is Eugene?
But her husband was in San Francisco.
Jeez. Well,
but that's
work.
Duty calls.
Work
duty
calls.
We know.
Duty well, that's calls. The thing. So I felt. I mean, Ellen was a good sport because I joined her Saturday. We had a race, the Earth Day race, and then we went in last Saturday, and then we went into Boston and just kind of hung around, and Jamie interviewed her, and it was just kind of good. But I did have to get back, but. I have to say, Boston does it right. I mean, the place was energized and clean.
Yeah.
Which is really nice to see.
Yeah.
The only thing, Kitty, is that everybody that was walking around, remember, there's 30,000 people.
Yeah.
They're all like, you know, gaunt and thin because they're all married. So you walk around and you feel like, oh my God, I'm so fat.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, we got a softie and I immediately threw it away.
And that is why I don't go down.
Now I can't remember. Has Ellen done New York, the New York City Marathon?
So she's done New York, she's done Chicago, she's done London, of course, Boston. So there's a series called the Abbott Series, and there's six major marathons. So the two to go are Tokyo, in Germany, so
wow.
I'm encouraging her to do those two, so she can be one of the few people that have done all six.
Wow!
Do you know I remember having a couple of guests on in the past who have done. Now there is this challenge thing that people do seven marathons seven continents in seven days.
That is crazy.
It is unbelievable. And Jade McGilvery is one of the few that have done that a few years ago. And, I mean, it's amazing. I think they start in Antarctica, and then they go to, like, Saudi Arabia. And anybody that's ever run a marathon knows.
I can't
imagine.
I know.
Most people do, like, one marathon or maybe two a year. But to then get on the plane and get stiff for two
and
or
just
three
the
hours.
Flying would be is fatigue,
right?
And then you kill me there.
Get off, and then within hours you're starting another marathon. It's the mental part of that. It's going to be.
I can't get over that people do this,
and people pay for it.
They pay through the nose. I mean, it's very expensive. Yeah.
Wow. Hey, Ken, can I just talk about one movie?
Oh yes,
real quick.
You may
the movies. movies?
Because I did mention earlier when we started about Kung Fu Panda 4, I did go and actually see another one, and it was Wicked Little Letters, and it's a mystery comedy. It is rated R, and it's R for a reason, folks. Olivia Colman and Jesse Buckley is in this. Picture England around in the 20s, very prim and proper time, and this little town, and this is supposedly based on a true story, and a little town in England that the residents started getting these letters in the mail, and the letters were very, very raunchy.
Graphic, huh?
Yes.
Very obscene.
Yes.
Yes.
And but to picture them having to read it, and they're accusing this young girl, her name is Rose, Irish person, because
not
she
not Rose has, Kennedy, I hope.
No, no, I don't believe so. No, no.
Because she's Irish, right?
Well, this is based on a true story. Yes. So, yeah.
But she is foul mouth, and they said right off, because she told people what she felt in the 20s, it had to be her. And it was so funny. But to see these English people trying to read these letters with a straight face was very comical. Now, if profanity doesn't bother you, and I found it very funny because of just the straight face laced trying to, or lawyers trying to read these letters. And so they're accusing her of it, and this Rose. And did she do it? I'm not sure.
Well,
I am sure, but
you'll have to see the movie.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I thought it was quite funny, only because of the rude humor. I thought of, like, God, if I was in college, still in college, I'd probably think it was really funny after having a couple beers or something.
Sounds like a movie just for me. Now, the real question is, did you drag Ken with you?
I did. And,
did he nod off?
No, I don't think he thought it was funny.
No, you didn't think it was funny, Ken?
I thought it was.
Did you fall asleep, though?
No, I thought it was a very good movie. I enjoyed it.
Because you fall asleep on Kung Fu.
Yeah.
This one, and this one, I do give it like 4 boxes of popcorn because I think I just loved it. And Olivia Colman, who played Queen Elizabeth in The Crown for a couple of years, she's one of the main characters.
No, it was good. I would recommend it still a theater on Loudoun Road.
But we do have other theaters.
We have the Red River, and it was at Red River. I don't think it's there anymore.
No, but I do believe we're going to have to go south now for movie theaters.
You have to, or north. I mean, there's movies in Tilton, but... You know what I will hate, and I said this earlier this week, is if I'm driving by on Loudoun Road past the Regal Cinema 2 years from now, or even 2 months from now, I'll be very upset.
I'll be ticked.
Because he's
going to have a visceral reaction.
He might.
They closed down the Hat Box. Look, I mean, the Steeplegate Mall is still standing. They closed down the Hat Box Theater.
That bothers me too.
Like in December. And here we are now, you know, we're heading toward May. They could have had them shows there all that time.
I know. Bring it down.
Anyway.
Corporate.
But we have big doings coming in downtown Manchester, don't we?
Manchester or Concord?
Downtown. Well, Concord is what I meant to say.
Have a donut, Kenny.
I'll have another donut. All right. We'll take a break. You know what? This time is flying by.
No.
Tina says, you will, Carmen. Just keep moving and you'll be running.
Oh.
There you go. You'll do your first marathon soon. Yeah, she didn't say that. I did.
Oh, my God.
We'll take a break. We shall return for our final segment. And there's still time to check in live on Facebook, WKXL NH Talk Radio on your Facebook. We are presented by Northeast Delta Dental. And we'll be right back. Kale and Company Live right here, Friday Fun Bunch. We're having lots of fun today. Thanks to Brothers Donuts in Franklin. For more delicious donuts. They are fantastic. And it's worth the trip to Franklin, as Tom said. Thanks to Andy, our good friend Andy Tabor, for picking them up.
And you'll see Andy tonight at the race. He's the corporate photographer for the race.
And look, you know, Tom was kind enough to bring in a Mike Gorman bobblehead for me. And, you know, I like bobbleheads. I have my share. But this one, I think, facially is the most accurate I have ever seen.
Yeah, it looks like they specifically took a photo of him and chiseled it perfectly.
They really did. I mean, I'm blown away. This is great. Thank you, Tom.
Well, I think, to me, you're you're the equivalent announcer for as him and Jack Edwards, and gotta get you back.
Well, both had had great careers, and I think I mentioned this earlier this week on the station that the first hockey game I ever called
was with Jack.
It was a high school game at Lively Snively Arena on the campus of UNH. Wow. And I know that there was a state championship game that Duncan Walsh, a longtime Concord High head hockey coach, was involved in, that Jack and I collaborated on.
So who did who was the color analyst and who was the announcer?
Well, we actually flip-flopped. The first play-by-play I did with Jack, and the play-by-play of Dunk's goal, I believe, I did. Dunk still has it on cassette tape.
Dunk does?
Yeah. Yeah, because he scored the game-winning goal for Bishop Brady.
We should we've got to get Dunk ready to put out the orange cones when we do the Making Strides walk, because the holes in this driveway, Reddington Road, they're worse than ever. Ken, I don't want any walkers falling in.
That's true. You got to get those cones out. Jim Hendricks is tuned in.
Oh, my buddy Jim Hendricks. Hi, Jim. He works with me at Delta Dental. Great, great guy. Kind of keeps track of me with all of my different...
Somebody has to.
My media appearances. Yeah. Well, speaking of announcing, so John Sterling, a longtime Yankee announcer, retired. Jack Edwards, we mentioned. Mike Gorman. But someone that's still going is John Miller from the San Francisco Giants. And as I was coming in, listening to another station, don't tell Gordon that.
It's a secret.
Mom's the word.
And then he was saying, and Yastrzemski is rounding third. And it brought me back to 67, because it was actually Carl's grandson, Mike, who's actually a pretty good player. So again, race tonight, 6 o'clock at NHCI. And then just a quick, for my veterans friend, if you're in oral health pain, give me a call at 223-1300. And if you're not eligible for VA dental benefits or Medicaid, we'll take care of you. Likely, Dr. Mitch Carey will call you back. And for my Medicaid member friends, that program is going well, and we just celebrated the one-year anniversary. All right.
So,
and brush and floss, Ken.
Yes.
And
we'll that's right.
So the Celtics will start their playoff run on Sunday at 1 o'clock at TD.
Sunday!
I'm not doing it.
At TD Garden. And not New England Dragway. But it'll be either the Miami Heat or the Chicago Bulls providing the opposition. That'll be determined tonight in Miami. And Miami is going to be playing very much shorthanded without their star Jimmy Butler, or former Celtic Scary Terry Rozier is also out of the lineup as well.
Scary Terry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Terry would... He would have some terrific games, and then be other games. Right?
Yeah, he was hit or miss. Yeah, there's no. He's pretty inconsistent, but he could light it up for stretches. Yeah.
Do they still call him Scary Terry?
I don't know.
Or was it just in Boston?
No, I think they still call him that. Yeah, yeah. But
it's not that carried on.
I guess I would rather see Chicago win tonight.
I think so, because Miami will beat you up regardless.
Right.
I think they'll beat both teams, but I think it'll be a tougher series with Miami, even without Butler.
The only reason I'd want Miami, and this is a stretch, but Duncan Robinson from New Hampshire plays for Miami, good 3-point shooter, and all things considered, I would rather see Chicago. I think they'd be an easier matchup, because the Celtics sometimes do have a tough time handling Bam Adebayo.
Right.
Bam.
Yeah, yeah. So we shall see how it all works out, ladies and gentlemen.
The key is that Porzingis cannot get injured. If he gets injured, I don't think they're going to go all the way. So it's my opinion.
Yeah.
KP is the key.
He's got to remain healthy. And we'll see. But he has certainly been a huge addition.
Yeah.
Yeah. Along with Drew Holiday, huge additions.
This shows you how good Drew is. He was selected for the Olympic team.
Yes, he was.
Kevin Durant.
And you know who's not happy about that?
Who?
Kyrie Irving.
Oh.
Because, not specifically. He didn't single out Drew Holiday specifically. He's just upset about not being on the team.
Right.
Yeah. So they still
Jason
have one
made it, right?
Tatum made it, yeah. They still have one spot left, right?
Do they? Yeah.
If they do, maybe he can. I think they were saving one, they said.
I don't think they want Kyrie. I really don't. I think he would create some chemistry issues and that sort of thing. They are looking, I think, to get a team that will get along on and off the court
and some
be
defense.
Teammates, good teammates.
Yeah.
And willingness that, you know, these are all stars that you're only going to play at most 20 minutes.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, it's I think they put together a pretty good team. Pretty good team. And Grant Hill, by the way, is chiefly responsible for putting that team together.
That's Calvin Hill's son, Kitty. Did you know that?
No.
He was a famous running back.
From Yale.
Oh.
From Yale.
Yeah.
Then went to Dallas and Washington, I think.
And well, and part of the one of my favorite documentaries of all time, Harvard beats Yale 29-29. Yeah. I know if that sounds crazy to some people, watch the documentary.
Because
watch the documentary.
Harvard was down by 16 points with a couple of minutes to go, and a third-string quarterback got the two touchdowns and two two-point conversions.
Yeah. Wow. I remember that. I remember that throw in the end zone to Pete Varney, who went on to play for the Chicago White Sox, actually. Pete Varney was an outstanding not only football tight end for Harvard, but a great catcher, too, in the Ivy League. But that was I think, the college football game that I remember most, because I took tickets. That was on closed-circuit TV.
Was it?
Don Gillis. Did the play-by-play.
Candlepin's fame. That's great.
Yeah, yeah. The Candlepin Show on Channel 5 back in the old days, which had tremendous ratings at noontime
on
Saturday.
And if you're interested in those details, just get Mike Morin's book.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. And so Don Gillis did the play-by-play. But my friend John Stoy and I collected tickets for that closed circuit. I'm trying to think of the theater we were in. On the campus of Harvard. The name escapes me now.
It wasn't Regal, was it?
No, it wasn't Regal. No, it wasn't Regal. No. It was on the campus of Harvard. And my friend John's dad was like head of ushers for Harvard, you know. And so we sometimes, if they, you know, needed us, collected tickets. And that day they did, because they were showing the telecast all over the campus, but, you know, all over... you know, in other theaters as well. So it was unbelievable. I mean, the interest in that game, I don't think there's been as much interest in a Harvard game since that time.
Probably.
Yeah.
although they actually do pretty well in the Ivy League. But
yeah, they do.
No, they do.
Ivy League, but, you know, Boston is not really a bastion for collegiate sports, you know, in general. You know, it's more of a professional sports city, you know. You had two teams in the Frozen Four. And there wasn't a whole lot of buzz about that. BU and BC, neither one of them won, but they were both at the Frozen Four this year. But at any rate,
yes, we're all. Let's.
We're gonna have to. Any parting shots here?
Oh,
because
I
hear our exiting music.
Oh my God, it's time
here.
Already.
Oh my God, are we done an hour? Well, that's why we got to lobby Kat for two hours. Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! Write that down.
No, I just hope to see my running friends tonight at 6, and in Londonderry tomorrow.
All right, show up by, 5:15 to register for the event tonight at NHTI?
If you're pre-registered, you can cut it to 5:30, but if you're not registered, just come at 5:15.
All right, and tell your friends that I don't know when our next Facebook Live is going to be.
It's not next week.
I don't believe so.
Oh, come on. And
well,
a big shout out.
I don't know.
The Brothers Donuts.
Because it takes a lot of work behind the scenes to get this on, you know?
Hey, and today is Humorous Day, so
thanks, Tina.
Have humor.
It's Humorous Day. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Humorous Day.
Yes.
It is. And National Amaretto Day as well.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That'll make me happy.
All right. Thanks to all. Thanks to Andrew Gibson, Catherine Martinez, the behind-the-scenes crew that make it all possible, Tom Raffio, President and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental, Kitty Ray, resident flick chick. And remember, folks, to always look on the bright side of life. Have a great weekend, everyone. We are all presented by Northeast Delta Dental.